WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, just under 190,000 customers without power this hour in New Jersey. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's forecast for the rest of a stormy Wednesday in minutes. The Murphy administration has released an independent review of the state's long-term care facilities that recommends the implementation of four key strategies to bring lasting and transformative changes to the industry. Governor Murphy says the report,
it is a call for all of us to do better. Better communication, better support for staff and residents, better monitoring, better coordination between the state on the one hand and facilities on the other.
The four main recommendations of the report include increasing transparency and accountability, bolstering the long-term care workforce, strengthening emergency response capacity, and building a more resilient and higher quality system. The Garden State inches toward 12,000 deaths due to the coronavirus, 11,880 now, after 112 more are reported on this Wednesday. Positivity of tests done on Saturday stood just a bit over 4%. To date, in the pandemic, more than 162,000 New Jerseyans have tested positive for COVID-19. More guidance on outdoor dining as Governor Murphy signs an executive order for that to start June 15th. The Division of Alcoholic Beverage Control will issue a special one-time permit to liquor license holders for them to be able to expand their premises, though on the local level, restaurants must comply with municipal ordinances. New Jersey just added another layer of protection against hazardous chemicals in drinking water statewide.
Starting next year, all public water systems will need to check for two additional types of PFAS, a class of chemical compounds that New Jersey first adopted maximum contaminant levels for in 2018 as first in the nation to do so. Since then, only two other states have followed suit, New Hampshire and Vermont. The state DEP says the standards will ensure consistency in monitoring, public notification, and treatment. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 presents a town hall getting back to business with Steve Sweeney tomorrow at 7 p.m. State Senate President Steve Sweeney joins us to answer your questions and provide small business owners the info they need to proceed in 2020. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. Still watching the sky for how much longer? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 3:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
The atmosphere remains fully charged with heat and humidity. That's energy and moisture this afternoon as a weak front slips through. So we are watching the sky for strong to severe thunderstorms over the next several hours. Then we'll see additional showers overnight. Severe weather is a concern, including damaging winds, hail, an isolated tornado, and torrential downpours. It is warm today in the 80s. It'll be muggy tonight as lows only dip into the upper 60s. We'll kind of do it again tomorrow. Spotty showers and thunderstorms, especially at night. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. Mid-80s again Friday, mostly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, and then we start the weekend with more steamy weather Saturday. In the 80s, one more push of thunderstorms around midday Saturday, then turning cooler, less humid, and sunnier for Sunday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Ocean City, 70 degrees. Hillsborough, 72. Upper Freehold, 70. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.